Welcome, everyone, to Moraine Park Technical College's Talent Talk podcast. I'm Kelly Karpinski, a business representative in the Economic and Workforce Development Division of MPTC. Today is an exciting day. We have two guests who will be sharing their experience with Moraine Park's boot camp programs. These programs are just one of the ways MPTC has for helping combat the skilled worker shortage. I have with me Nate Glander, HR business partner at Wabash National, and Elise Winkle, a welding boot camp graduate who now works at Wabash. Thank you very much for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
All right. Well, before we get to Nate and Elise's experience, I wanted to give a bit of background on the MPTC boot camps. We offer two boot camps, one in welding and one in CNC. It's a short-term training program in which people with little or no experience in manufacturing gain the skills they need in just 3 months. Employers throughout MPTC's district who have the ability to help train and mentor our bootcamp students are welcome to participate. Wabash National is one of those employers. Nate is an advocate of the bootcamp program, and today he brought with him Elise, a former student who recognized a new opportunity with Moraine Park's welding bootcamp. So Nate, let's set the stage. Tell us a little bit about Wabash and its need for skilled workers.
So Wabash is a company known here in Fond du Lac from a long period of time, been in the community for 120 years. In the last 60 years, really, we started to build tank trailers under Brenner Tank. Actually, a lot of people probably recognize that. We build stainless steel and aluminum tank trailers, mostly stainless. And from that, the need for welders is constant. We are, working against, a talent pool that is shrinking steadily over, the past, decade. And so definitely welders are a main component of what we do there. They're about 70% of our workforce, I would say.
Wow, that's amazing. And I would assume you're seeing a shortage both just from the lack of people, but also maybe some retirements happening as well.
That is correct. I mean, we are a company that also retains a lot of our workforce. We've seen a lot of our, boomer generation start to retire now. Some folks have been there 40 plus years. And, as they're leaving, we're having a tougher time finding people to pick up that flag. And that's why this program is so important and vital to us.
About how long has Wabash been participating in the boot camp program, and why choose this as part of your recruitment strategy?
The first part of the question, I think we were involved from day one when it started in 2012, 2013. I didn't come into the company until 2015 and then kind of took over the responsibilities of being an advocate for the program for Wabash and Fond du Lac here. But as to your second question, the recruitment strategy portion, this program brings people from all walks of life, and it's a program that doesn't discriminate, I think, in any way, shape, or form. From a recruiting standpoint, that is just a wonderful, bonus for us. But it's also a program that in, 3 to 4 months' time, you get a welder that they make it through the program, you're getting someone that can work with us on the floor. And, that is something that is just amazing for us to be able to have somebody that trained that quickly and be able to work with us as we build, these crazy giant-sized tank trailers.
All right, great. So tell us, you told us that it's quick. It's, in 3 months you have somebody who can just go right to the floor and start working at least a, introductory skill level. Mm-hmm. So tell us a little bit about the experience over the years that you've been there with the program.
So I think, we've had the program, we've tried to at least take interns even on years that we may have had like a lull in hiring and stuff like that. And, my experience with the program is that's what makes it so great is with the consortium businesses in there. If we do take on interns that aren't able to hire them for whether it's a hiring freeze or any other reason, we usually are able to find them a home somewhere else and vice versa. Yes, I am competing with these other companies for talent, but at the same time, we are helping each other find the right fit for these folks that come through the boot camp. So my experience with this program has been nothing but a positive, to be honest.
Yeah, that's a great point to make is, even if you're helping to train and mentor them, if you don't have a job at the end, then at least they're prepared for somebody else.
Correct.
who may not, or who may have something for them. So, all right. Well, Elise represents one of our many student success stories. Elise, tell us about your background. What were you doing before you entered the boot camp, and what drew you to it?
So I actually have a background in art and music performance. I was a graduate of Marion University. I have a bachelor's in vocal performance. And through that, I took a lot of art classes. I did a lot of stained glass pieces. So a very good friend of mine graduated from the boot camp, and she was like, I think you would just love this. This seems like something you would be really good at, really fun. I was a stay-at-home mom. I had four little girls. I was a stay-at-home mom, and I was, you know, my performance was working nights and weekends. So I was really looking for something that was going to be more, you know, weekdays, you know, early, so that, you know, I could get my kids, you know, home from school, you know, whatever. So when my friend suggested I try it, you know, I was very... it was very outside my comfort zone, very not what I thought I would be capable of even doing. And the first day at boot camp, it was like, you know, I had 11 brand new brothers with me. I was the only woman in the class. And these guys just, you know, we had such a great time together. We all still keep in touch. You know, we had a wonderful experience.
Well, that's great. And it strikes me as you're talking that welding is kind of an art in itself, isn't it?
Yes, definitely. Definitely. You know, it's very, you have to be, you know, ambidextrous and, you know, do two things with your hands, each doing one thing at a, you know, at a different time. I was actually very surprised that it is very, you have to have a very artistic eye to do welding well. But through my boot camp internship, it was wonderful because I had these men who were advanced welders who had been working for 30 plus years take me under their wing and be like, this is how we do this. You know, I'm just going to take you by the hand and, you know, help you really get this. And I had phenomenal instruction from, you know, the people that helped, that did my internship with me, from, you know, Andy, who was my teacher for the boot camp. He was fantastic. So I really felt prepared once I was out on the floor making these huge semi-trailers. You know, I was like, I can totally do this.
All right. So tell me and tell the audience, what do you do as an intern? We should say that you went to classes, mm-hmm, for 5 days a week, and then you start going into the workplace.
Yeah, it's very gradual. Mm-hmm. So I never felt, you know, like I was not prepared. We did a lot of, you know, in the boot camp, we had clinical hours where we would spend welding in the welding shop with our teacher, you know, going real slow and, you know, showing us how to do these things and building the skill set. So then when I was in my internship, I knew what pieces, you know, what the expectation was. They would help me through every aspect as I was learning. So, you know, they'd have me work on little tiny pieces first, and then the next week I would work on something else, and then the next, you know, so it was always, mm-hmm, building on the skill set.
Mm-hmm. And we should say the internship is basically at the end of the boot camp.
Right.
So you spend, you switch instead of going to class all day. Now, mm-hmm, you're on the job.
Yeah. So it was like classes were 5 days a week for a while, and then it was 4 days a week plus the internship, and then it was like 3 days a week plus 2 days of internship. So it really gradually got you accustomed to it. And then by the end of the boot camp, it was working at my internship site. Mm-hmm. So it was great. I felt totally prepared.
Great. So now tell us how you took that experience and brought it into the job that you have now with Wabash.
So right now, I am an inside seam welder. So I weld the inside of the semi-tanks. That's a big seam, and it's all done by hand. It's not a mechanical apparatus that works in there. It's just, you know, it's me and four other people. It's a difficult situation because there's a lot of different components. There's a lot of thinking on your feet. You got to, you know, work through, if problems come up, you have to be prepared. You have to know how to fix them. It was because of the internship that I learned how to, you know, take little pieces of information and apply it to what I needed to do.
what advice do you have if there's somebody out there who's thinking about doing one of our boot camps?
I would say absolutely go for it. Investing in yourself and investing in an education for yourself is something that you will never regret. It's one of the best decisions I've ever made. Because of my job at Wabash, my husband and I, we decided to have another baby. So I have a little boy now. And then we bought a new house. I mean, and it was all because I decided to just, you know, get out of my comfort zone a little bit. And now I'm really, you know, reaping the rewards of that decision.
Mm-hmm. Sometimes we hear from potential students, you know, wow, 3-month commitment sounds like a lot, especially now, you know, you were doing performances nights and weekends. Mm-hmm. So you had that ability, you know, you had your husband's income as well. What would you say to somebody who's like, 3 months seems like a big commitment. You know, what would you tell them?
So I graduated back in 2019. So, you know, that's like three years, whatever. And that amount of time, 3 months out of how productive and wonderful these past 3 years have been, you know, I can just say just from, you know, I'm going to keep welding until I can't anymore. You know, and 3 months out of the course of your life is a really worthwhile investment.
Well, I am sure Nate is very happy to hear that you'll keep welding until you can't weld anymore. Music to his ears. Nate, can you tell us from a business point of view, you know, if there was a business that was looking to maybe get in to a boot camp, not sure what they think, what kind of advice do you have on the business side?
If you're going to join this program, be engaged with the program. It's something that, you know, you're going to have to select at least one or two people in your company to be absolutely on board with it, buy-in wise. Where we've seen, I think, shortfalls are companies that kind of haphazardly put their, you know, toes in the water, so to speak, and then it doesn't work out like they expect to. There are going to be semesters where we may not have enough people in the classes, and then there's semesters where we have like an overabundance, right? So it's about patience, and it's about, you know, learning that you can take people from any walks of life, like I said before, and mold them and bring them this talent that's going to be with them for the rest of their lives. You know, the interesting fact that I always bring up to our company when they talk about what are we doing about these welding shortages is, you know, it's not going to change. In fact, the American Welding Society projects that we're going to be about 400,000 welders short in the U.S. by 2024. So these programs like these are critical, and it's about finding those people that are like, you know, I'm kind of tired of the same old thing. I want to try something new, and maybe I can fly with this. And I think this program in particular has done a wonderful job of that.
Mm-hmm. Well, thank you for that. And that's an amazing and kind of scary statistic.
Very. Yep.
Only two years down the road. One thing you said in the very beginning of what you talked about, and maybe, you know, businesses would like to know this, when you said you do have to make a commitment and have that engagement, can you kind of tell us what kind of commitment your people on the floor have given? I know I was in Wabash, you know, when I first started this job, and you know, took a look at what boot camp interns were doing. And I know you had somebody there who is making sure of what they're doing, kind of overseeing them. Can you kind of just give us that information?
So what we do at Wabash, when the internship starts, there's 1 day a week where our interns for that semester will be on site until that last 2 weeks where they're on for a full 40. That single day a week is usually a Thursday, and on those Thursdays we don't put them right to the floor. We actually have our own internal weld school where we are getting through our testing, our different welding concepts with our internal weld tech trainer, Marty. He's a good guy. I like him a lot. He's been with the company for a very long time as well, so I mean, and he knows his stuff. And so we don't necessarily put them right to the floor to job shadow right away. In fact, we can't. There are some certain tests that you have to get done before you're allowed to weld on the tanks, just from a DOT standard. And so that time with the students actually really helps them ease into it as well. And that would be my advice to any company wanting to get involved. You don't want to overwhelm them even on those single day a weeks. You know, if there is a training program that you have separate off the floor, offline work, start them with that and then ease them into the main line or whatever, you know, assembly line you may have at your company.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you very much. Well, Nate and Elise are just one of many boot camp success stories that we have. So just to give the audience a snapshot of that success, here are some stats. Since boot camps began about 10 years ago, we've had 351 completers. 93% of those completers found jobs, either with their boot camp employer or with another employer. And the best part is that, of course, these once unskilled in manufacturing participants start up making anywhere up to $23 an hour. And more often than not, they advance very quickly. So as Elise mentioned, you know, she's grown her family. She's, you know, purchased a house. So 3 months in the 3 years that she's been there has really made a difference in her life. So, you know, we hope that certainly that's the case for the rest of our 351 completers as well. Nate, I believe Elise is not the only boot camper who's completed and is still working for you. Is that correct? Can you kind of give us an idea of how it's helped you with your recruitment?
Yeah, that is correct. For what I know personally, we have at least a dozen of our welders that have come through the Weld Bootcamp program currently employed with us. There may be others that I just don't know about because, again, that's kind of the great thing about this program is you're taking welding skills and you're going to find a job as a welder. So, yeah, we've retained. We want to continue to retain these folks because they've proven an invaluable asset to us. I mean, I cannot say enough of this program. So. Yeah.
All right. Thanks. Well, if you are an employer who is interested in learning more about boot camps or you know someone who may benefit from the training program, please email bootcamps@morainepark.edu. That's bootcamps with an S at morainepark.edu. Employers, myself and my colleague Mindy Boynton are planning now for boot camp partners who are interested in fall 2022 and spring 2023. So please don't wait to reach out. We would like to hear from you in the next month or so. Nate and Elise, thank you so much for talking about your experiences at Moraine Park and the boot camp. And I really appreciate the time you spent with us today.
Thanks again for having us.
Thank you.
Listeners, you can be among the first to know about future Talent Talk podcasts and much more by subscribing to our newsletter. To do that, visit morainepark.edu/newsletter. That's morainepark.edu/newsletter. That concludes today's podcast. Thank you for listening and have a wonderful day, everyone.